on page 12. And then the shortened vow offering after that, and then the refuge prayer on page 22. Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance. So on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, the bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and says to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. On page 12.
Om Densa Boni Om Jesu Sai Om Densa Rekhe Om Jesu Yeah.
So today we will be focusing on three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha.
That Josung and Dambo, Sangin, and touching this. Johnny Tatuli, is it? And then, Chikun chula, then Tambi Chikun chula, Namba, Nimai. The conscious of children are the Kinney can tell a number in children's account of the number mess at the necessary. At the day, said the conscious on the Mayabu, Jigina, Lan Arsene, and the Dagi Chiba, the Hira Unguri. A Jedan number in conscious on the Tiabo Yumaki, Nisunga doing Lenji
So it's very important to understand what's the object of refuge and what are those objects of refuge and why we are really taking refuge in those three jewels. In other words, it's important to recognize who those objects of refuge are. So it is very clear that whether the individual has become the true practitioner of the Buddha Dharma or not, it entirely depends upon whether the individual has taken refuge in three jewels genuinely. So genuine taking refuge in three jewels genuinely is very important to become oneself as a true Dharma practitioner. So, and here the question is, for what purpose we are taking refuge? Why we really need to take refuge in three jewels?
Так, а я бы тезин дихина. О, ламала чуди санги ле чуди чи. Ламала чу санги не ди та чи ма тимба по ки. Де гоне куа да бу чи хи он ди. На коншу сон де. Та ле ма ти шу. На де не ки он ди. Та коншу сон санги коншу не. Ламала чуди чи санги ле чуди чу ла чуди чи. Гене ла чуди чи. Сери. Lama Sanji ni ni chi sen ran langa nama suna maa ten ken de Sanji ni dacha tenpa re, dacha tenpa tato na ingi Sanji. Tung ten po Sanji se nyumun kanga de pa taa ni. Ani rangi hiju de aji giri Sanji kunshu si. O ten ni ta chenpa re esi re. Ani Sanji kunshu de nda na re. Ta nganzo nda na ja de jina. A Sanji kunshu de penna dacha tenpa tabu ni yin na, dacha tenpa jitang tangpo ni san ji ji pa yin sa ri, ane san ji pi tsui ten de doji ten lo, sa gan to a tsui pa chung an nga de lo, san ji pi tsui ten, tari son ni, san hong ma ni ji ca ri, di yin na san ji pi tsui ten ri e se gu, tanda ji ma to, tari son ni dacha tenpa de, tari son ni se jing mi pa da tenpa de ji, tenpa ji ma to ji ge, ado tame bada naba tenge ji gugu yore, kuzhu yin na na ju yue ken, ca ju yue ken. Tanda ji ma ten pa, nganzu ngane tonne ke na ji me ke, san ji me ke, san ji kurang de nganzu ji ngin gu yo ma re. Tanda yin ji dacha tenpa de pe, da ju dene sa tongpa ji, ane sa gan doa tsepa chunga na ga ji. Ane san ji ni chi ma sung pa ji ni, tata ma ki tere, ane kya po yi jo, dāngā sōng dāngā dāngā gūyō sārī. Nā gūyō dāngā dā kārī rī sā nā chī dā bā tā chīmbu hībū yīn sā dī nā chī yā nā rō jī sā nī jī yā shio tā rī chōng nī yā nā chī sōng rō jī sā dā mō dū pio dā mō bū yī gu dō yīn jī chī sōng kēng dā lā chī kī dā sā nā chī kī chāwā nā pō jī jī nā wā dā nā jī gu dā nā yīn sā rī wā dā nī jī nā dō jī dā dengi chiko san teko bari.
So here, when we speak about the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, those are what we call object of refuge. And in the many prayers and refuge prayers, we take refuge beginning with taking refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So in which case, when we verbalize those verses, I take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, so the Guru and Buddha are said to be in the same nature. And then Dharma, taking refuge in Dharma, Dharma is the actual refuge, which is the most powerful remedy for our delusions or mental afflictions. And then the Sangha is the one who actually assists you on the spiritual path of one's own development, of one's own spiritual path. So here, let's take a simple example of Buddha Shakyamuni as an object of refuge, which is I take refuge in Buddha. Of course, Buddha Shakyamuni actually encapsulates all three objects of refuge. Buddha Shakyamuni is completely enlightened, and he possessed Dharmakaya and the Gyanakaya, which is the wisdom body, and then he is a perfect Sangha. So therefore, at this point, if we think about the Buddha as an encapsulation of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, it's more comprehensive for us. So now here, thinking about the Buddha Shakyamuni, as the first object, which is to whom we are taking refuge, I take refuge in Buddha, then you can think about Buddha. And then what is meant by Buddha is a Buddha, someone who is perfected two purposes, in other words, the purpose of one's own self and the purpose of other beings. And that is said to be a Buddha. And his quality, such as wisdom, realism, emptiness, wisdoms of the Buddha, is said to be the Dharma. And then, of course, Buddha Shakyamuni himself again is the Sangha. So this is how, you know, one can condensely focus one's mind upon Buddha Shakyamuni being the encapsulation of the three jewels and take refuge, one then take refuge.
ordinary Malaysia part of China, Roba Jiro, Juice, Jojo. And the Chula Jose Chenki, which is the La and then Landen, Dong, Woodens, and Nigagri, Chidra. And Landen sing at the Kandaji, Sanana, and then Lant Tony no soon to Tony again. And Sanji is no singing Lotilla. Oh, Pabi Jiji, Tony no soon to Tamagi, teaching Pabi Jiji Gonzaga, Jiji Chambatella. Toma Mari passing a jury, Mari passing. You may need the Mari Robati Dini. 통화 말이 빠지 윤은에 나도 상지 랑은 마두 빠리 랑 신이지 마두 빠리 에테 아니 아데 통화 말이 빠디기 소소 랑은 주바 랑이 게 랑도 투빠지 헨이 엔테나이 기니 빠지 그 랑은 주바 랑도 투빠지 헨디 그리 아니 그 현아 힌데 요 말이 동가서 Rangun sozo nga nga lambi nga zen teki hyang na ki mani ba to ki ge to ni ngu sun to bi lori nga to ni to don de la ten chi chi to don do ngu sun do to si se ni ki ge ta ma ka ko gri de ten chi chi to se nga zo ha dan de ni chi ta wa ha di le yi ge mani ba lo ba yi ha dan de ni pa to yo to ba de ge Tengi hawa tan deni matu, matu pala matu na, pala matu na, sudu chivu na jiki tengi sudu deni matu ngusung to togu mari. Ta papa rindu rindu, ngusung to to, ku yu kono rangu ni matu pa, rantu matu pa yin sati, yu kono yuwa na ki mayin bat to kenda la, tuni to bi loos. Ki hawa na ki me bat to kenda la, tuni ngusung to bi loo jiri. Oda la deni singe teri. Today, Ladin, he will let the gay under the jet toma, my banana, Alan with Toma Maripa de gay Pepegana, Command, Command, send up a dream. And Kuma, Kadaz, the pigries, and Landi de gay, and Kuikian, I came about to get let again. Oh, Kuikian, I came about to Landed, Tony was to the lay in Tati. Chiluma pickings on double day, Ladin, the Coma Chiluma pickings on the Pelagadam. Good dancing in the Catarasina, and a good longer good Coma the Chilo Piece had you, and a good mamma John and Kuya Hiongiro, but tell them good dancing. Tachong de Goodian Ladin in the Segre. Major good you, Toma Marie, Bagana, Nala be handy, can you? Lord, that's a branching you know, Ganga de. Ladin, they give Kikian, they give me about Tony, but Pamabazo Guri. Mabazo, the Kuan, you at Jimonkin, and go dancing in the Pacaguri, go dancing in the old Gulan in the Chongi, is it Teddy? Within the Latin Chongi, Tandang and Peking, but Ladin, the Coman, and the Nolodi, and Chiloma Peking, and the Bull Ladin, Lance, take Hippari. Lance, Tuning Musum to Logica Guri. On Godin singing the Tati Alhim, Godamas on the Mac Josna, Yamutu, the Pacak and the Godin, Gulan, with the Chongiri is what Teddy.
So, when we take refuge in three jewels, we are actually taking refuge in three jewels to protect us from the suffering of cyclic existence. In general, of course, there are three ways in which we take refuge in three jewels based upon one's own mental capacities. One is one takes refuge in three jewels in accordance with the small scope, middling scope, and the great scopes. So, however, the most important thing that we need to understand is when we take refuge in three jewels, and you're actually asking the three jewels to protect you from all those, sufferings. And then the main question here is, when we speak about, asking Buddha to protect you from suffering, that doesn't mean that Buddha will actually just come from nowhere and protect you and take you somewhere else, externally, and then you are free from suffering, and where you have, where you enjoy your, you know, existence and so on. So now, the main purpose of taking refuge in two jewels is to first recognize what is meant by Buddha and the qualities of the Buddha, such as wisdom, realizing emptiness of the Buddha's compassion, and so on. And so now, then one must understand by what means he or she has become completely enlightened beings. What is the causes and conditions lies behind, gaining the state of enlightenment. So when you ask these questions, then you see the Buddhas in the past were not primordially enlightened. They were all same beings like we do, like we are. So they come to understand there is a way out of this, sufferings. There's a way out of this, cyclic existence or the samsara. So by seeing that, Buddha then embark upon the spiritual path that really leads them to the free of sufferings. In other words, nirvana. And so the main protector or the protection is the lamden, which means the truth of the path, and then cessation from suffering, the path and the cessations. So those are the actual refuge. Because the path and cessation of suffering is the actual antidote towards all those mental afflictions, the delusions. So the delusion or the mental afflictions are actually come about because of the ignorance. The root cause of all those mental afflictions, we have all kinds of mental afflictions that are within us. If you think about ourselves in this particular day, today, what kind of thought processes that we have gone through, if you try to recall that, not many of them are very virtuous or wholesome. Many of them are really induced by ignorance. We have all kinds of conceptions. Even if we did not get a very, generated a very gross level of negative thoughts and emotions at this particular day, such as getting angry, frustrated, and impatience and hatred and so on and so forth, but there's always one kind of negative thoughts and emotion that comes with us at any time in 24 hours. The way we look at things, and then the way we conceive things and events are all completely mistaken, and that are delusions. For instance, just think about, I'm going to eat my lunch, and you have a sense of I at that time, and very conception of this I is completely mistaken, and it is erroneous way of perceiving I, because the way we perceive I is something that exists independently, and then it exists by virtue of its own sight, which is completely wrong thoughts or wrong conceptions. So now, now this, to take refuge in three jewels is to actually to overcome those. Particularly when one takes refuge in Dharma, this is the main purpose. How the Buddha, when you take refuge in Buddha, and how such individual has become a Buddha. Is there any possibility that I can be an enlightened being? And if so, how can I do that? Then it comes to the path and the cessation of the path. And then in order to really embark upon the spiritual path and the cessation to the path, and one need assistance, someone who really assists you to embark upon the path, so then the Dharma. So when you are, you know, when you carefully think about these three jewels, and those are all something that is that's all connected, and it's an integral part. It cannot be, you know, we can't really just, I take refuge in Buddha, but not in Dharma. I take refuge in Dharma, but not the Sangha, and so on. But once you take refuge in Buddha, then the Dharma will come into picture. And when you take refuge in Dharma, then the Sangha will come into pictures. It's all, you know, one after another. So this is how you see the taking, when you speak about taking refuge in three jewels, is, you know, when you take refuge in Buddha, and then the question asks that how the Buddha actually come into existence, how someone has really become enlightened, and then this will take you to the Dharma, then this will take you to the, you know, Sangha, and so on.
Oh, dear. That Tony knows to the market. The car will go to the Dravaji Tony in the kitchen. Digging enough. Anzu Miki get the matan did it. Then you can also do the heart, the Kana, Mandy King, Miki keep at the keep at the gate. Couldn't the tone of Jamba Tarato Nuguri. That Miki tone. Oh, then I can get that topa singing digging the toala. Then heart the Mandy Baton. Hard the tangible heart and draining, under the tuning, because I jena, under papa, tuning was on two, sometimes me he in the delbata, and I think it told him, you jump at the around him. A topa singing digger, no sooner I get topa singing digger, and then under me, my son, could you tend to what and large, told him to the tangit and draining, could tone your it there, me he get to on a kissipo, you told him, go, Marie. Hard and then tangible hard, the dozen drones of Kennedy's, the dodgy, the tangy, and then tone good train. A toba de keep at a togu, you tone de hard and denny, it told you good money. And that to you turn up a chim, papa rates at you low. Papa sing and rates and then put tuning the pen. And the toba go to an eye meat. You get talking, yet you keep a rate. Mihi ge hendel bata na ke to ni ge dan no sun to pa se ge ri la de se tan da ze ko chu sun chu kon chu kon na la de se de tan da ji ga gu ri.
So when we speak about the path here really refers to the wisdom realizing emptiness. That is the path. So here again, wisdom realizing emptiness, this the mind that understands emptiness is non-conceptual. In other words, the intuitive realization of emptiness is said to be a wisdom realizing emptiness. And at the moment you have achieved this wisdom, non-conceptual wisdom that understands emptiness, then you are actually said to be achieved on the Arya's path, the path of superior beings. Until then, you know, regardless of the profound understanding of emptiness that you may have, so long as your understanding of emptiness is in a very conceptual level, then you're still not yet, you know, achieved wisdom that understands emptiness. For instance, when we speak about the intuitive understanding of emptiness, is when I look at my cell phone, if I, you know, that is held in my hand, and when I look at this my cell phone, there's a disparity between the appearance of the cell phone and appearance of the cell phone and the actual existence of the cell phone. But when we conceive as an ordinary mind, when we conceive the cell phone and we conceive the cell phone as it appears, as it appears to one's own conceptions. So when we understand the wisdom, or when we generate wisdom that understand actual mode of existence of the cell phone, then the wisdom, that particular wisdom would not really, you know, ascertain the cell phone as it appears. So this is the difference for us. So when we speak about the wisdom that understands emptiness directly, without directly at the free from conceptual understanding, and it is again like your eye consciousness that is looking at my cell phone. When you look at the cell phone through your eye sense, and when you think about the cell phone, there's a big difference between the two. One is a conceptually understanding that the cell phone, and other is actually you are nakedly, you're perceiving the cell phone right in front of you. So when you come to understand emptiness intuitively, this is how you will understand the emptiness, as if your eye consciousness, your eye sense is actually perceiving the particular things in front of yourself. That is what is said to be emptiness, direct understanding of emptiness. So most of the time, when we speak about understanding of emptiness, when we meditate on emptiness, and our understanding of emptiness is based on, you know, based on generic understanding of generic image of emptiness. This is called dunji in the Tibetan term, which literally means the meaning generality, which is a generic image. Based on this generic image, you then conceptualized this emptiness. So when we speak about understanding of emptiness intuitively, the intuitive understanding of emptiness is completely free from this, you know, having appearance of generic image, but rather it understands emptiness nakedly.
Rare ta tuni ge lo ju tma mari pa sing ta gi ngde ke ni ar mari pa de ge so so ran so so ge ne ge ngang de a jan tin tin ran ran ge yin pa de ding ne ne da me ta ngu bu na ma zo ne ne de mai pa ji xian da ji ren ngai ngai na bi ma ru ma nga ra ma ra so tu pa ji ge ne ra ke to me pa ton do so chi ne cha nga ma Jol, Toma means it. Taji Patolo, Quan, the Cochukin, the Manel Toma Maripadri. Dun Chida, my Dun Chida, my non dying is Dangoni, Tonidal Toma Maripadri, and Alamoto Maripadigi. You talk at it as such, John Haman, Taji Patolo, Qual, Cochuk, Toma Maripa, Curry, Tani, Natando, Ya Gubanji Patolo, Qual Cochigri. Tuma maripa asem. Oh, te mepa tuma maripa de mepa zozona. Anda ngazo kual te bi tapato sanji sen dozer. Tanda tone drangani tone de teri. ငွေစင်းနဲ့ငါတို့ကကျွန်တော်တို့ကပကအနေကြီးခွေရချာကျလို့နဲ့ဆိုဆိုရောင်းရောင်းတို့ကျွတ်ပတ်ကျင်းတဲ့ညနေလုံးကြီးကတည်းကနဲ့ငေါ်ပါမေခင်အနေဖာကြကငါလာဒါဆိုရင်ငါကငါတို့ထမမာရီပါဆင်တဲ့ရေဝတ်တာငါတက်ကြီးထမမာရီပါကြီးဆိုဆိုခင်းဒီခင်းကမိုင်းပတ်တုန်ခင်းလာတဲ့ဆင်တော့တတ်တဲ့ထမမာရီပါကိုလို့ချူ ラーデン生えてがそそらんのまどばらんそまとばらんめけんどうせとまマリバンがなあなびへんでけるでけんはなきんしめぱとけんでなとにとびろせとんぜくとまマリバンけんなけんでぱめぱぜるとんすれくかんのよまれおとまとびろでねとにもそんとびろせなんでたんみきぐずばだとおてねいラーデン生えてげてれ
So it is the ignorance that causes us to, you know, revolve within the cyclic existence. And it is the ignorance that binds us within this unenlightened existence. So why it is important for us to generate wisdom realizing emptiness is to overcome ignorance, is to eliminate this ignorance. Because without understanding, without generating this wisdom realizing emptiness, lamden, which is the path, the truth of path, one will not be able to, you know, overcome ignorance. If one is unable to overcome ignorance, then one will not be able to you know, free oneself from cyclic existence, then we will then revolve within the cyclic existence, within the suffering of cyclic existence continuously. So therefore, the wisdom, cultivating the wisdom realizing emptiness is very important because it is the actual remedy for our ignorance that binds us
binds us within the cyclical existence. Papi kaza, then gindin kunshun, lamala to the sanjila to the chula to the gindela to the chung, he be gindin kunshu, he be terrible the kaza in sekanga, then gindin kunshu regamari. That pigeon mikia nagiri, tandangan to tabai, tetan gindin and gindin sering. That time being gindin kunshu, regamar, gindin kunshu, running as you know. Oh, no more mabazogiri. Data be gindin kunshu, yes, tachi kinadi, and today gindin kunshu. ये चोदी है ना तंदर ना कि टची टी तंदर तूनी नुसु तोलाने गुलान ने माता पे कांजा के दला गुलान तो चाहिए कांजा दला पापी कांजा से माता पे ले सोसो चोद ने गेंदे कंचूर गेंदे गेंदे रे में गेंदे कंचूर रे गया मारे ताते ने ये टची के निकलेंगे टाबा ये जी सोसो ना ने कंचूर गेंदे Gendeng kunshu re sona te de khu che pe khu che gyu re.
So once you have achieved this wisdom that understand emptiness, then you will not allow your you know delusions to multiply. In fact, this will reduce one's
delusions or the mental afflictions gradually, and then finally it will, you know, completely eradicate all these delusions within us from one's own continuum, and that is said to be achieving nirvana. So just by, you know, achieving wisdom, understanding emptiness alone, it will not really, you know, as soon as you achieve the wisdom, realize emptiness, emptiness will not really lead yourself to free yourself from cyclic existence, in other words. And to so once you have achieved this intuitive understanding of emptiness, understanding of emptiness, then you have retained what we call the name of superior beings, and or the Arya beings, and such a individual who possess such a mental quality can be then considered as a jewel sangha. Other than that, even if someone is a fully ordained being, it cannot be that it not necessarily be an actual jewel sangha, because the jewel sangha must possess this quality, the mental quality that understands emptiness intuitively, or the direct understanding of, direct realization of emptiness.
And then Nata Nang again, Dadaji, Penji, Nesiji, Sumatona, and could not say yet, Jack, Itukumaroa, and Madogan. That Dada, though, Sanji Kunjuni, the Piston Rodi, the Piston, the Canada Tadde, and then Sanji Kunju Langa, then the Dada, the Piston on them, and Sanji. Chima Sungri Mato Jig Ranga Juj Sanji Lama the Sanji Nichiri Chuma Sung do the China Mazuari Matunga Juj New Moon de la Neapon that is at the map Pitugo Marwa and Chima Sung Sanji Digim Chiku Jungin Lama Sanji China Sanji the Terry Ta Natangani the Kadigi Piggy is na and the hand again Dada the Nata the Tani. And Nathan del Pinking Mandy teacher the TGS and Daraki by Tech Tiondi, and the Mandy Tia Nata the Pinger. Tegaza Mani Bachi Nathan, she gave me a conjugal Sakachina, Pinji Migan, and Jiroa, or Tena King, Nata by Picking, and the Mandy Piggy is a good. Mandy Piggy, the Jung, the Petron Rita, Mandy Piggy is a good. Tan Nathan, the King Dinner and the Neus and Dabodem. Gedeko choosing the cargo to the Lasung and Geneco to cargo and that terry. And Nessie Mina, Kim Nan, the endocondin, the other, and the curtain had taken a number of them, you can search your marrow, or take it shooter, and then Gedeko choose the egasari. But Josun cargo and that terreta, Josun.
So the Buddha is analogous to a physician who, diagnose your sickness, and then Dharma analogous to a medication. It's actual medicine. Is whatever the in a medicine that is prescribed by one's physician is actual remedy for one's sickness. And similarly, whatever the teachings that is given by the Buddha, one need to take this and then put it into one's practice to eliminate one's delusions. And then the Sangha here analogous to assistance. In other words, you can take the simple example as a nurse who actually help you, assist you when you are sick. So this is how
that, you know, this is what is meant by the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Buddha who diagnose you, who's able to find out, who can find out what kind of problem that is lie within you, and then prescribe you, which is the Dhamma, the teachings of the Dhamma, and then the Sangha community who will assist you on the development of one's own spiritual path.
Oh, that's it. And then, good news, but I'm maybe that's the year that that again, and then maybe that kind of that the Chibu Hibu, the Major so join a cook called turning it. And go general, and go tiny, and Lama la Joda, Sanjila Joda, Chula Joda, Jing, and I go to the end of the dealer, and tag and do the Pamako, the Kushan, the Shay. And go to something, and Joji, and the napping you. Tag Chris. Sign the corn, don't do any cookie lamala judge, your son, your judge, your children, your jingle judge, the temper, and then the duty. And dad again, Nick, could say in the commando at your cross, so I'm going to quit the commando at Jenny. And the cookie then turned it in there, and could longati, colon longati, yanni, and dad at an undering it. And then you said the control something at the departing and at the night, which we go here.
So then when we take refuge in Jesus, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you can think it in, you can. You know, imagine in this way, Buddha as a physician who diagnoses your delusions and prescribe you of overcoming prescribe you of medication to overcome your delusions, and Sangha community who assists you on the spiritual path.
Lalit no more doing a second duty a query, the inner cream mapas of your is. And sung geese the candidates and an unlimited in the moon and mapas owner sung geese than a Sanji Chong in the Tamang under the Chiba Chichang, such in Yan and Pumbo Quaco, Wundi Granaco. And the Kunonga, when the robot nodded on the negative in his area. And the Sanji has Sanji in his area and children. Chiluji, the Josanji, and the Lelichin, the Quachan, Chin the Lelichin. Chimajin and the Qual Chandi, Ron, Kono Chindijin, Sajis, Sajis, or Dosri.
So therefore, it is through mental transformations one will achieve freedom. It is through mental transformation one will become a superior beings or the Arya beings. Because when we speak about the Arya beings or the ordinary beings, it's really made on the basis of the mental development. And someone who has gained, who understands actual mode of existence, or in other words, ultimate nature of reality, intuitively or the non-conceptually, said to be the Arya beings, and the individual who have not understand, who have not achieved this intuitive understanding of actual nature of reality, or the direct understanding of actual nature of reality, said to be ordinary beings. So this is the difference. You know, difference is made between the ordinary being and Arya beings or the superior beings based on the spiritual development.
And then I was And she singing, the guy, the man, and the other, 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 and the Giovanna G. Shodan, the Chin and the Chim Halamaji Puking in and the Soto Kogi Kandi German and the Kari, you know. But doing Chikanda, the general, they got the Chi Nis and Mandi and the Batian and Digo Samadi and De Kari Kunu Chudon about the Chaw Chamal Pimbi Hitting San Chugin, you know, and take Giovanni Gris. What is it? That's all my name with Sunday for the Chimes, the Lushagri.
So here, you know, when we when we speak about practicing Dharma is not something that you are reciting mantras or you are just saying some prayers or reciting, you know, sadhanas and so on. The practice of Dharma is meditations. In other words, the meditation is the actual practice of the Dharma. Because if you really think about the practice that we do, studying from taking refuge in teachings, reciting mantras, and sadhana practice, and so on and so forth, all of those practices are actually meditation. It requires a meditation. When you take a special, you know, right from the beginning, when you take refuge in teachings, before you actually take, you know, recite this refuge formula, refuge verse, you have to, you know, we need to shape our motivations. You know, so shaping motivation is one form of meditation. So it actually begins from meditation, from the beginning to the end. Because if you keep just simply reading the sadhana, simply reciting mantra, will not really become a, you know, actual practice of the Dharma. Of course, this reciting sadhanas and mantras will calm your mind for a while, but as long as you are not actually internalizing, you are not actually focusing your mind on the actual meaning of those sadhanas and you know, verses, then it will not really become a actual Dharma practice. So in order to become a practical Dharma practice, and you need to not only just verbalizing, but internalized. Or in other words, to focus your mind on the meaning of those verses. And that is the meditations. You are actually meditating.
That and that joined here the daddy, the Nangachim boy, the joined the Latana soon on the Lama Sangin and TJ. And the cheat the Latin Gordian, I didn't need to chicken to the grand choice chicken to me, then the Lama just on the church and then chicken to the Langodian, I didn't need to the Lama the Lama Lager Sangi, the Samoan, the Lama Sangin, the cheated Mother Locamari, because cheated got him there. I need to go to the house. Sangji ni bo de dada de pesong gri. O chi de pen de pesong gri. Dada ke ta de ma de na ta ta wa de pen de ta chu gri ma do dada ke ta tu ma do wa. Ani chi la je de. En gen de la je de je sang de pe na ne pa ji na ni din de ge yin na. Na de lo yo bo ju ne de ji min na, na se su na ji min na. Ku ta ne yo ma ro wa de song lo jo ji ni. ene kono ya na thali ya ta ene do de jin ya sang ji sa le o ta kwal ta ba ta ba to na ji an do gu ge sa le.
So it is very important to, you know, understand the three jewels as I practice to practice, you know, Dharma genuinely, the Buddha Dharma genuinely, in other words. So therefore, it is not simply just enough to say that take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, but rather when one recite these lines of taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, one to make sure that you're able to actually reflect your mind upon the meaning of those Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. With the reflection of one's mind upon the meaning of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, if one recites, then one is really taking refuge in two jewels. And it is what we call practice of taking refuge in Chi Jewel is said to be the gateway to entering oneself into the city of practicing the Dharma.
And then Chi Singh and the Gandhu, Jawa Chimal Pimbi Chi Diri, Chandiri Mendo Karitana, Tang Anzu Lutin, the Ludi Gan, and Tiran Gandhu, and then Rogu, the children Rogu. And during the Padan Dota, on the part of the Lokabuji and the Rakin Dani, Mashoji, he gave Padu Kotolon, Ludiga, Padu Hinner, not Ombok, Kotan, Tome, Zoos, and Pado Adem, Ombok and Toba Yamakaba in a Kitchawa team, Rodiguri. And Chawa, the Dagachi, no Luran, and Dagger, and ten men, a good Nakabuji, you come at the Padu near your money. And the Dunsi Tunes, the other Chitun, the Shotenji Gardens in them. Nunajina, Capo Dintolo, Quick Capo Dintolo, Charter, Tisandro Google, Charter, Tisandro Dillo, Zapembanda, which you look, and Zanamanda, which you Pembanda, which you do, you know. In the Shatin, the Patson, Zam Pembatron, the Passandoa, Capo Jim Hurt, Lord Chimbichi, Carter, and Chip Quick Zanama Pembanda, and the Quick Charter, and the Dillo. And the person in the shorty in and the jaw the upper ragus, and the density to the big jigger than the rodent and the jury. But then let the hack in the man came out on the paddles and number of two men to come in the jaw in Russia. And the main lieutenant, and the main lieutenant that you're linking in, and the pardon and the army, Pamani, Kotan and Zoo, and the capo, Yiji, he would cut the capo. Kajinaji dogajin di Pama Kodano. Pama Kodanilo Manzu Meg in a swing in a knock hit then Hutuna and Kodani with the Megina Meg Luchatogiri. Kodani with the Ludiriguri. I say I had the Rogo the Pagiji had the Margaji and Kodani Ludirin and do the genium Ludirin. And I hit the jaw to my man with the Tijivan. Tanakin dying is that you only. And the drawer to said the Dendro Sung, the Nendro Sung, and then you like in the weary. A gawa the chigina, a chaw chamalo, gill eat again, and ha, man, hamas on a child pungry, get to good. After the main beggy, megawa chigina, and then now I had to do some chaval in the weary. Drawer to go on, do the chinazo, gawa chick, said. You are the Chawachama, the Pimpy Chitin, said Terry, Megawa Chigi, and a Chawachama Megi Litege, and the Chawachama law, no eye that you do some genuine. Gawachi, Abuji, Tugina, and then Gee Litigin, the Buddha, Ha, man, Hamayasun, Dwarri, two, so on, those are gathered, and Dwarri, one, those is Koraku, and then under Kadijin, a little new monkey, Jen, Hali Chen, and Yaman, Nalal Chen, a ten the pound to your money. And Tanga Gordian Ladens at the Kina and I get the talk on the Chichin Kigina and the quality Tabaji Toji. No more little Yuma Wagi Charlem Guba, Kutsu Rato running a doctor, the Taiki that Toma Maripa singing the Temapa Zoni, ane sangji rane ge nemo ka ga me pa pa zo ne do ji sangji kwa de dra chong sem dra chong sem rane ge nemo ka ga dra re wa o te dra pa me pa zo ta te ta cha thor ta ge dra chong ba se ya sangji re yu ma de o dra chong ma che ane de ta cha thong ne sangji ta cha thor ta ge dra chong ba se ne sangji de re yu ma de ku chin chin na ne ᱱᱚ ᱛᱤᱱᱩ ᱫᱤᱞᱤ ᱛᱟᱱ ᱧᱩᱢ ᱢᱟᱜ ᱪᱟᱨ ᱢᱮᱢ ᱜᱚ ᱨᱟᱢ ᱵᱟᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱟᱱ ᱫᱚᱡ ᱭᱟ ᱯᱟᱯᱟ ᱨᱮᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱫᱚᱡ ᱪᱮᱱ ᱪᱟᱣᱟ ᱞᱮᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱥᱚ ᱥᱚ ᱱᱟᱣᱟ ᱪᱮᱱ ᱫᱚᱡ ᱪᱮ ᱟᱱ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱞᱮᱱ ᱛᱮ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱪᱤ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱠᱩᱞᱩᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱵᱚ ᱫᱮ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱛᱟᱸᱫᱟ ᱠᱟᱨᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱥᱱᱟ ᱥᱟᱸᱥᱤᱝ ᱞᱤᱭᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱛᱩᱭ ᱤᱱᱟ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱯᱮ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱡᱤ ᱜᱩ ᱪᱤ ᱛᱤᱜ ᱱᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱥᱩᱡᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱥᱩᱱᱟ ᱛᱚᱢᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱥᱚᱡᱚ ᱠᱚ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱥᱩᱱ ᱥᱩᱱ ᱱᱟ ᱜᱮ ᱤᱱᱟ ᱠᱤᱡᱩ ᱜᱩ ᱜᱩ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱯᱟ ᱠᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱜᱮ ᱫᱟ ᱛᱩᱢᱟ ᱠᱚᱱᱮ ᱜᱨᱤ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱥᱩᱱᱟ ᱛᱚᱢᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱥᱚᱡᱚ ᱠᱚ ᱟᱣᱟᱥᱮ ᱚᱭ ᱫᱟ ᱱᱟᱜ ᱥᱟᱸᱥᱮᱢ ᱡᱤ ᱛᱩ ᱜᱮᱱ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱥᱮᱡᱮ ᱠᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱭᱚᱱᱟ ᱞᱟ ᱱᱟ ᱥᱮᱡᱮ ᱠᱟᱵᱟ ᱭᱚᱱᱟ ᱠᱚᱨ ᱨᱮᱨ ᱠᱤ ᱴᱩᱯᱟ ᱴᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱥᱮᱡᱮ ᱥᱮᱡᱮ ᱨᱟᱢ ᱵᱟ ᱭᱚᱡᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱠᱚᱱᱚ ᱴᱩᱯᱟ ᱨᱟᱢ ᱵᱟ ᱫᱤ ᱪᱤᱞᱩ ᱴᱩ ᱛᱮ ᱜᱮᱨ ᱪᱤᱱᱟ ᱭᱮ ᱥᱚᱝ ᱜᱚᱱᱟ ᱥᱮᱡᱮ ᱛᱟᱢ ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱠᱟᱱᱟ ᱨᱚᱡ ᱪᱮᱱ ᱥᱟᱝ ᱡᱤ ᱥᱮᱝ ᱫᱤ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱥᱮᱡᱮ ᱛᱟᱝ ᱡᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱠᱤᱱᱩ ᱜᱮᱨ ᱠᱚ ᱫᱚᱢᱵᱟ ᱛᱟᱝᱵᱚ ᱠᱚᱱᱮ ᱠᱚ ᱥᱟᱝ ᱫᱟ ᱡᱚᱝ ᱫᱟ ᱜᱮᱱ ᱫᱮ ᱵᱟᱨᱭᱟ ᱪᱚᱱ ᱛᱟᱱᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱚ ᱥᱟᱝ ᱛᱚᱱ ᱥᱟᱝ ᱡᱤ ngā sāngjī nā pēngkī mūtū sācīng tāngjī pā māngī kī mā māngī kī mīs. Nā ngā sācīng tāngjī tīyā sāngjī wā jī kī gundū sāng tēng wā nā kūyī kī nā tīchī ngā lā ngā zī nā sāngjī. Sācīng tāngjī kī tēng tā sāngjī nā tēng. Nā sāngjī nā tēng tā jā rā mū chīng dā kā mā pārī nā chā tēng bā kā nā sācīng nā pēng kā jī tō tū kū nō. Dō jī sāng jī tēng tā dī sācīng kī tēng tā sāngjī wā tēng tā jī nā sārī.
So here now, when we speak about taking refuge in two jewels, as a, you know, we are actually supposedly we are Mahayana practitioners, right? So for us, our taking refuge in our practice of taking refuge in two jewels, it's not just really to wish to overcome suffering of our own self, but also to overcoming the suffering of all other sentient beings. So if one lacks these motivations, even though you are reciting the Mahayana, you know, sadhana, the sadhana that belongs to the Mahayana Dharma, even one is engaging in the profound practice of the Buddha Dharma will not really let yourself to become a practitioner of the Mahayana. So in order to become oneself to a practitioner of the Mahayana Buddha Dharma, one must, you know, intune one's motivations into what we call the understanding of bodhicitta. Whatever the practice that you may do, it is to aiming towards unsurpassable state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. Then this kind of, you know, motivation will then make yourself as a practitioner of Mahayana Buddha Dharma. Otherwise, if one lacks those motivations, recite the, you know, sadhanas, even deity practice and so on and so forth, will not really, let alone those practice will become a Vajrayana practice, it will not even become a Mahayana practice. In order to make one's sadhana practice Vajrayana practice, it must be a practice of Mahayana practice, because Vajrayana is one part of Mahayana practice. So if one lacks bodhicitta, wisdom realizing emptiness, then one sadhana practice will not really become irrelevant. So therefore, everything that, you know, here one practices,
the practice that you are doing, to make one's practice as a Mahayana practice and make oneself as a practitioner of the Mahayana, and one's motivation is always grounded upon the, you know, generation of bodhicitta, which is very, very important. So here, if, you know, one practices, if one engages in the practice based on generation of bodhicitta in conjunction with understanding of emptiness, then dedicate this, whatever the practices you have done, towards one's, you know, achievement of one's own enlightenment, as well as the enlightenment of all other beings, then this kind of dedication will really become authentic dedication. In other words, because this dedication will actually implant, it becomes a seed for, you know, gaining oneself a state of enlightenment. Otherwise, if one engages in the practice, and if one, you know, lack dedications, then this will not, again, one's practice will not really become a, you know, actual seed for taking, I mean, enlightenment or even liberations from samsara. Because when we, you know, engage in the virtuous, engage in the Dharma practice, engage in the practice, we accumulate merits. But the very merit that we have accumulated, it exists, the very existence of this merits, in a very, very vulnerable manner, because it can be destroyed at any time if one has not done dedications. And dedication must be done on the basis of understanding of understanding of emptiness and bodhicitta. It's, in other words, it says, because one instant of generating anger will destroy the eons of accumulation for merits. So this is how much the negative thoughts are you know, one's delusions or the negative thoughts and emotions has a power to destroy the eons of accumulation of merit. So therefore, in order to really retain, in order to really sustain one's merits that one have accumulated, and one must dedicate it, and one's dedication must be done on the basis of understanding of emptiness, reflection on emptiness, in other words, and bodhicitta. So right from the beginning of one's day, to make one's day meaningful, begin with taking refuge in two jewels and shape one's motivations by thinking that whatever I do today, I will do so without harming any other beings. And if possible, I'll do my best to help other beings. If that is not possible, I will at least refrain from harming others. That is the, you know, that is a really good way of you know, beginning one's day. And if you're able to do this one day, and then 2 days, when the day goes by, then this really becomes a part of your, you know, morning practice and a routine. So as soon as you get up from your bed and wake up from your bed, you will not think of, you know, turning on your TV, or you'll not think of actually, you know, having a cup of coffee or tea and so on, but rather you will just, as soon as you woke up from your bed, you know, it just naturally, you know, become accustomed to your mind. And so naturally you will, you know, shaping your motivations and you know, thinking about your making your day meaningful and be you know, purposeful. You take questions and answer now.
I'll ask a question, and it's about the understanding of emptiness. I understand the intent of the teaching tonight is to talk about refuge with an understanding of emptiness, but my understanding is that when you have a direct realization of emptiness, and you become an Arya being, that is in fact liberation. And in fact, you still have mental obscurations, but you are no longer trapped in samsara. And that sounded differently from what I thought I heard you say, Geshe La. So could you clarify this for me?
The Quran samlin na jevena palam tobena. Palam tobena. Palam tobena ane kwale tabres.
Kwale tiende de tayo mare.
Wa.
Ina pala tobena ne ngandi chachi nyalin pumbu na patena yero wa. O tena chi re ma do te pa te zo kanga de na kwale li ta nyoma ta pinti tiende tabes na bo de re. Ine ya kwale tabi tabate toyo mare wa. Ta li ta nyoma ge nyupa na chi mi re zo chana.
So though you have gained the direct realization of emptiness, you're still not yet freed from samsara. In order to free from samsara, one need to achieve nirvana. Just as soon as you, you know, because when you come to understand emptiness directly, you're actually stepping into the path of seeing. And the path of seeing is the first step of the Arya path. And so therefore, there's still a lot more to go.
So, again, this is my understanding from the teachings that I've heard, that on the Mahayana path, when you achieve the path of seeing, that you still have mental obscurations, and therefore you are not omniscient, you are not a Buddha, but that this is the level at which people on the Hinayana path are no longer reborn in cyclic existence. They no longer are forced into rebirth after rebirth, and are liberated from that. So that's my understanding from what I've been taught.
Quran, you know, the Tolam Toba, you know, Nyande Toba Sorochi.
Ah.
Tolam Toba, you know, call it Toba Sorochi.
What did Toba Mali?
The Diko Tawachi Jun Kavachi Urwa.
The Dibachi Jun Chiguru.
Tawachi Muli, you know, the Tolam Toba, you know, Tawa Toba Marwa.
Toba Mali.
And they call Tawa Chungi and Komla.
Tuma Tora, Guna.
Gulandala
ko ko chim do milo lam je je ani ko ta jum go van to na ma do ko al ta go mar ba to ma ji ma je sa ta ta wa chim be ko li na ta wa chim go le pi go to lo ku nyo mon de ra pa de pa pa ma de tha ma de den yo ro wa
that they call it tatsa
ta yo mari
ta wa chimbe tonam to gind
a
ta wa chimbe tonam to gind
ti ba chim tu tu na de ne lo gind wa ni bu ri chi ba de tang ba ni ne
ren ye da ani tang ba ni
ti me la lo ju da chung ba ji ro wa te ma ni ke tang ba ni ni a khun da na ku ta ba to yo mari
melam ngon song ji da da melam
ngon ngo de ma lo ma la ngo de song a de na ku da chung ya ndo sha ro wa ma la ngo de ma song ni ye ne ku ku ji tumpang de gumpang kan dan dan rapa de pan tham de pan thyu man guna ko go chen pa jang gi mo bo yote pan de gure ina no mo gi kida chi lo je thu ge ji mar hu mi ban za chan ro wa
thar ba la so okay so it is you know again here when we speak about the Arya beings there are two types right one is the Mahayana and the path of seeing, and then the what you call the Hanyana, the path of seeing, such as Shravaka and Pratigya-buddha. So far as the path of seeing of Shravaka beings, Shravaka and Pratigya-buddha beings are concerned, though they have gained the intuitive realization of emptiness, they are Arya beings, but they are still not freed from samsara. In order to, if only they become a samsara, free from samsara, is to gain, to become an arhat. Until then, they are not. So Gishle is also saying again here, according to Hanyana teachings, the path, you have, you know, you still have, you know, you're still not free, though you have gained, intuitive or the direct realization of emptiness, being on the path of seeing, and you still have not freed yourself from samsara, because you're still, it says, you still possess this contaminated aggregates. It is based on Hanyana teachings.
Good.
What's the difference between the lower and the higher Abhidhamma, and is that can you find that, is that along with the Abhidhamma Kosha versus the Abhidhamma Samkhya?
What is the lower Abhidhamma?
What's the main difference between the Abhidhamma Samkhya and the Abhidhamma
Kosha? Okay. Kron the Dirisha. It is the different volume. They have explanations. And one is on the condensed way of explanation, and one is the elaborated explanations that we find.
But that thing is that. Tanga taki kindia the pangjala nyomundo charo ni cheni thuna thuna rapa the pang chamun the nagan pangji jenjuri. In the chamun the kul neji the no aji thugyo mane.
So once you have gain the path of seeings, and you're not actually dominated by the delusions. In other words, you completely abandon the gross level of delusions, and you still have the subtle level of delusions to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
I was wondering, you asked in this question the difference between self-aware and selflessly aware, or maybe I'm asking the difference of his words in describing self-awareness and selfless awareness.
Self-awareness and selfless awareness. Koi tiwa di kenzo chito, tati resha. Da la guwa cha watan, dame la guwa cha wanyil keba kariyo resi nsu resha. Da la guwa cha watan, dame la guwa cha wanyil keba kariyo resi.
Tati dame se wanyi, da koron, da ta madhupati kittu piyo nite chiba yandirwa, dame se. Kansa ka dame te ngana jina tuni diga nigirwa, dame se. Dad, ngaji dad meba nabji kuki giro dad mes. Dad singe den so se rano dad ngang se ro dad. Jisa dad me de tuni ga dad rang tu ban ji ga. Dad tu ba de ki ga ni giro wa.
Nso. It is self awareness and selfish awareness. Kis lesson do. He doesn't really, you know, he doesn't understand the question much, but it looks like contradictory. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Well, how about primordial awareness and primordial awareness in the sense that you see reality exactly as it is, or you see it to the extent to the full extent.
What is the question?
The two different kinds of primordial awareness. See, one who knows the nature of reality as it exists, as it is, and the primordial awareness that knows the nature of reality to its full extent. Would that maybe come under the process of maybe selflessness awareness? I mean, in the sense that if you had a sort of awareness that was always underneath all of it, you know, sort of like the...
I'm sorry.
We're talking about the direct answers.
Is that kind of a Dzogchen approach?
Well, yeah, I was pertaining to that, but I'm more looking at the awareness question. It's an awareness question of... he's talking about the direct emptiness and seeing direct emptiness, and what I understand is that awareness, there's a certain point of awareness that is consciously there, and then there's also sort of an unconscious the awareness too. That's always there. I mean, it's like there's something always there, and then there's something that's consciously there.
So you
can only cognize like one of them or something at the same.
So are you talking about the difference between, or are you talking about primordial awareness versus omniscience? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think I just was wondering if you had any elaborations on consciousness, you know, on awareness and how we see things. You know, in ordinary terms, and then how we see things in more direct wisdom terms, or in the sense of what we've been able to experience with all this dharma that we've been studying and practicing.
Does this have to do with subtle obscurations, kind of? You know, like there's just like it sounds like the selfless kind would be just like no obscurations whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then if you're still seeing, if you think you're saying Dhammadhatu or something, then you still have a little attention concept, even though mm-hmm. it's quite vast. It's still a tiny bit of concept?
When you said Dokchen, for instance, and they say that you go, that it's always there, it's primordially always there, versus that there's a contamination and you have to get rid of it.
I think you're really... Yeah, it really refers to, I think, in the, according to the Dzogchen, I think that's a primordial Buddhahood and then and a reawakening. There's a one primordial awakening and reawakening. So a primordial awakening, according to the Dzogchen, is primordial awakening is a Buddha nature. In other words, if you really understand this point of view on the basis of sutra system, then it is Buddha nature. And then the Buddha nature is a naturally enlightened or the primordially enlightened. This is what the term Dzogchen mentions, actually. And once this primordial mind, the primordially enlightened, is actually free from advantageous obscurations, and that is then what we call reawakening. This is what Buddha actually is trying to, the Dzogchen. So if you are really bringing from the Dzogchen's point of view, but I can ask Kichila about just so this is what, because I'm just clarifying with him whether this question, because without understanding questions,
right,
I can't ask them,
right.
Yes.
So is this what you are saying?
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah, because I can't really present the question,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Yeah. The Korong and the Dzogchen Nan Tong Zong Sukto Pichin. Deme sangye, deme sangye na yang sangye ni dus. Deme sangye na yang sangye ni dus. Deme, kondi peche, chokshin peche logo ro ba. Naliya, deme sangye sengenche na yang sangye ni dus. Dini le keba kar chekins.
Dini ka mo.
Te kari na song.
Tenga siyami. Deme le kari.
Deme sangye na yang sangye ni le keba kar chekores.
Sanji. Sanji lechi indik sanji yuri tanda di sanji pa chini wa chi bari.
Nasa.
Nemo di mapa sanji di.
Nasa. Ta dine ra vichita xe kanda, ta Quran di tanda di Dzogchen rang jebe na ni tanda dweme sangi singin di ngaran sinna rangji nere li xia wara kundu.
Hali, hai.
Tanda nyingme lukse
che. Hai, rangji nere.
Rangji nere li ya kod. Ta deme sangi che.
Ta
de lobu ki dimde cha do de. Lobu ki dimde cha ro wa. Lobu ki dimde cha do de ane yang sangi che. Ta de nyo le keba di che do wa.
Di che pa gila
kima kima
kima cha kama.
Ta ko di ane she di do wa.
Di
da yang e gen ma di na ya wo ma ra mi ngay she na.
Ya ya. Di che gen ta tari nga fio ri kama ka.
La sa.
Ta la che nigri da che nga mi.
La sa.
Ka si kondi la kha le nga di.
La sa.
Che si kia wun du si.
La sa.
Di ya wala.
So, Kishla is saying, even though that is not very clear for him, but he said he doesn't know about the Dzogchen, but he said probably this is what it really refers to, the primordially awakening and awareness. It really refers to the Buddha nature. It's a Dharma Dhatu, in other words. And then once, then again, this kind of quality is actually exists within the, sentient beings, within the entire sentient beings. There's no difference at all.
And then now the difference is, you know, the layers of those adventitious obscurations, in other words, delusions. That's the difference. Some delusions are, some individuals, their primordial awakening mind is obscured, you know, completely. In other words, the layers and layers of obscurations. And some of them, are their obscurations are, you know, again, not that intense as others does. So then, here again, when we really become an actual awakening, to awake that rigpa, in other words, that awareness, then that doesn't necessarily, someone who has a less obscuration can become enlightened first. It again depends upon the forceful antidote, the way you apply the application of the forceful antidote that you apply. If someone who's really applying this antidotes, even though his or her obscuration is very intense, but if the person is actually really getting into the point, and then obscuration can be done within one's lifetime. And then someone who has an even lesser obscuration, it's not good, lingers on, you know, it's the generation. So.
Yeah.
So this is what, you know, gives us understanding.
Mm-hmm. So when I wake up right in the morning, and then when I remember my dream, right when I wake up, is it because, when I wake up, is it that I just conceptualize what I see right then and make the story out of what it is, or is it that in my dream, I'm actually understanding the images and things right when I wake up. I mean, something like that. Before I practice Dhamma.
You mean, can you rephrase once again? Because I can't.
When I wake up, right away.
Yeah, you're on the record. Will go.
And then I remember my dream.
Uh-huh.
Right when I wake up and I say, oh, that was my dream, and so I am saying conceptually that I have, you know, certain events took place in my mental cognition, right? When the moment I wake up, right then, did I just make it up, or did I make it up while I was dreaming?
Our dreams, memories,
yeah, our dreams, memories, or is it real something time? That is,
yeah, that is significant. So,
at the time that you wake up. That's his question.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Dilesha, the Kurangi, Triodi, Penner, Susan, you call it Kondama, Niri, Nilam Tangrua. Nilam Tansani, Teshoga, Alan, and Nilam de Tangrua. Nilam Dembe Kablia, the Denshi Shurba, Denshi Jorba,
Denki Jur.
Nilam Dembe, the Denshi Jor, the Denshi de Kablia, the Denshi de Rangi Dembe Kablia, the Nilam Kablia, Nasham, and now what's your bar? Digi de or a vessel.
What is in the age, Marava?
That's all.
Denki de Kudig. Not the gate.
You know, when you asleep, and when you woke up in the morning, and you remember the dream, right? You remember the dream. You remember the what kind of dream that you had. That doesn't mean it's like it is just a memory of what the dream that you had, but that is not It is not something that is true.
right? It's not something that is true. And if you make a story out of that, it is a increasing of your conceptual elaborations. And that actually lays the foundation for an arisal of all those conceptions. And then make more and more stories.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So last week you talked about at the end of the lecture how we need to how we need to use all of our strength to combat the inner enemy in order to which I assume is ego or grasping. So most effective way of, you know, combating with this inner enemy is always, you know, as soon as you have something that discomfort, something that creates discomfort within your mind, distractions. Because normally when we have, I'm distracted, and we always blame elsewhere. You know, this is what you should abandon. You should always think about yourself, you know. What really makes your mind distracted is your own delusion. And as soon as you notice that there is a arisal of negative thoughts and emotions within you, then try not to embrace that. And try to recognize. This is, you should be always vigilant, you know, about our negative thoughts and emotions, because it's, they are very sneaky. You know, it just comes right away. Even when we're in the praying hall, right here, in this moment, being in the in the meditation hall, and being in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, but this always comes in and makes us pray. You know, it just sneaks into us, and always try to bring about, try to, you know, cause harm upon you. So this is how you just look at this. It all happens because of your ignorance, or in other words, ego grasping. Right? It's everything that comes on self, I, we, the way we you know, perceive I, is we perceive I as something that is in the center of universe. And that becomes so important for us. And when, by not knowing that kind of grasping at I, it's actually,
putting you into a jeopardy. So we have to always be vigilant about how much the harm that is really, you know, given by the ego grasping, the grasping of self, in other words. So if you are very vigilant and you're always, you know, aware of that, then gradually you'll be able to, you know, lessen, you know, other, you know, the negative thoughts and emotions.
As a healer, you say, somebody got an adjectiveness and a cat was your race. Somebody got a cat judging the Jewish Hagen, Tiny Tron, Shutazilhona, adjectiveness, the cat with the cat on the other race.
So, in the beginning, for us as a, or, you know, initial practitioners, as soon as that you find that you are in a situation that where you are about to engage in action that is harmful to others, and as soon as you realize that, and try not to engage in that. Try to prevent yourself from engaging in that. In the same way, if you're able to, you find that you're in a situation where you're able to express negative, in other words, like harsh words, you know, something that is offensive to others, try not to, you know, let these words out of your mouth. And this is how we train. In the beginning, you know, though you are not expressing it, but there's still discomfort within your mind. You know, though your mind has become a little bit uncomfortable. But once you are really trained yourself, you know, gradually, then, you know, you'll be able to do it naturally. So nothing else, like a, you know, external condition can really distract you. Okay.
Good.
So on page 23, prayers after teachings, and on page 24, the mandala offering, and then we skip to page 28, and auspicious wishes.
Shabbat Shalom. Samadha Dhamme Chiche Pela Longe Che Sadana Chiye Dendro Honi Ye Changi Kopano Dojo Dorana Mandala Yatayami. Radeje Nagati Chojo Jivada Loza Tembe Domeza Sumpi Dreme Zilta Ninjuroji Nirave Kwe Jikande Pentande Vama Lujumene Chere Zima Tende Jasoji Happy city, but in Georgi. Koja da chova da gun, zambo de a de gente. E da gun de jesu da boje. Yewa de da tam roto mo. Yewa tam jeje. Moa kana shoto ma bhati Dagi gita vade kuncha Jeje roto muma jeje